supposed to be recording this. So let me get in.
You forgot to push the button.
What kind of guy is that?
So listen.
Community.
Conversations
with MCJ.
Yeah.
So that's what we got going. Okay. So it's on y'all.
You want
now.
Me to get it?
I'm done.
Okay, well, good.
I'm out of here. As a matter of fact, I'll come back when y'all show over. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. And my name is Ty Pinkins, and you're tuned in to Community Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice, where we believe that an informed consumer is an empowered consumer, and we want you to be empowered through the information we present on our show. And joining us, as always, is my co-host, Miss Yamika Jones.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Yamika. Big B. How are you today?
Hey, man. I'm in here with y'all, so we all right.
We all good.
Yes, man.
Yep, all good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So give it to us. What you got for us today?
So today we're going to be talking about the CDC's eviction moratorium.
Okay.
And hopefully the information we provide on today's show will help focus people's attention on the CDC's eviction moratorium, which was recently extended by President Biden through March 31st, 2021.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Last week in his first act as President of the United States, the executive order extended foreclosures as well, moratoriums on foreclosures as well, regarding government-backed mortgages, including those backed by USDA, VA, and HUD. Since the CDC eviction moratorium went into effect in September of 2020, landlords and tenants have expressed a lot of confusion about the details of the eviction moratorium.
Mm-hmm. And it's just not the landlords and tenants who are confused.
No, uh-uh. Mm-hmm. In some of the worst cases, judges have misinterpreted the moratorium as well, which is tragic. And today we want to clear up some of that confusion. Yamika, what precisely does the order do?
So the order temporarily halts residential evictions of people who are covered from the period of September 20th through March 31st, 2021.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to qualify, a person must fill out the declaration form that can be found on the cdc.gov website.
Okay.
Or either you can call our office, MCJ, the COVID hotline at 228-702-9983 to get some information about the declaration.
Okay, so repeat the website and the phone number again, because I think that's extremely important that people know how to get access to that resource. What's
they
the website and phone number again?
So in order to qualify to be under the moratorium, a tenant must fill out a declaration form, which is found at www.cdc.gov,
mm-hmm.
or you can call our MCJ COVID hotline at 228-702-9983.
Okay, and that's extremely important information, so write it down. And if you didn't get it, call the radio station. We'll get that information for you.
Mm-hmm.
So those who are covered include any tenant or resident or residential property who provides to their landlord a declaration. And that declaration must state that the individual has used the best efforts to obtain all available government assistance for rent or housing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and what that's saying is you need to have tried to get some type of government assistance to help you pay your rent. And if you have, then you haven't been able to make your rent each month, you are eligible to receive some help via the CDC moratorium on evictions, which means that all you have to do is complete this document, give it to your landlord, and they can't kick you out. It's illegal for them to kick you out. So it'll be a big help for a lot of people throughout the Mississippi Delta, especially.
Right.
I'm going to talk to my landlord. I got a letter coming your way.
That's right. And you know what?
I ain't spending another dime. No, I'm just kidding.
You know what? You can hand it to him, and you can email it to him, or you can mail it to him.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
And it just requires that you sign it and check off the method in which you gave it to your landlord.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If it was in person, if it was by email, or what, their information is already on the form. You just check it off, make a copy for yourself, give a copy to your landlord, and that's it.
Now, these are actually people that really need help, and they have actually, like you said, they've been actually trying to get help with actually paying their rent.
Right.
Okay. But the problem is that a lot of people don't know that the assistance is out there. So
that's why
people,
you guys are here. That's why MCJ is available to give people the information.
Right.
We got to give our community members this information.
Absolutely.
We got to pass it out.
Yes.
You know, and we're DJ Big V is giving us access to his platform.
Mm-hmm.
to get the information out to the community.
This is our platform.
We appreciate
that. Yes, ma'am.
What else y'all got?
Now, we mentioned that tenants must provide documentation to their landlords, and one important thing to know is that it's not automatic.
Okay.
It's important that tenants understand that the ban on eviction does not apply automatically. They must provide the completed and signed copy of the declaration to their landlord, okay, the owner of the residential property where they live, or the person who has a right to have them evicted or removed from where they live.
Gotcha. Now, Mika, what's the number again? Or, like, I guess, now, will you guys take a call while y'all are here today? Will
absolutely
y'all take some information?
So listen, absolutely.
If you guys have, like questions that you want to get answered now, 662-344-0979. And then you can get some answers right now or right now, whatever,
right now,
whichever way.
You gotta say the right word, right now.
Right now.
No, that means
now, not nah. You know, with the GH, you can get it right now.
Immediately.
Yeah. So you can hit us up. So I'll tell you what, we're gonna have more information after the break. You guys keep it locked to the number one station for hip hop and R&B and also information. 97.9 The Beat.
See, that's what I'm talking about right there.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely your number one station for hip hop and R&B, and it's nothing like the community conversations WCJ, the Working Center for Justice, with several locations to serve you.
Absolutely,
I like it to tell me like it's a restaurant or something. You know, like, several locations to serve you.
Indianola, Jackson, and Biloxi.
Say it again.
Indianola, Jackson, and Biloxi.
And all of those are centers for justice.
Yes.
All right. That's a wonderful situation. Now, you guys will give them some great information. No callers yet, but you guys can call in if you got questions about evictions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And help with, if you got a, you need some help paying that rent.
I think one of the questions that callers may have is
okay, what you got?
When they should provide the moratorium to their landlords.
Yeah.
As soon as possible, as soon as you find out you're eligible for the declaration, the moratorium guideline, you should submit that to your landlord as soon as possible.
And one of the other things that callers should know or okay, community members should know is that the moratorium, there's no deadline as to when tenants must deliver the declaration to their landlords.
Right.
If your landlord started to evict you, but the eviction has not been completed, it's not too late to claim protection under the ban, because any tenant who qualifies for coverage under the ban and is still living in that rental apartment, uh-huh, is entitled to protection from eviction. Once you've delivered the declaration to your landlord, provide a copy of the declaration along with proof that you delivered it to the landlord, to the court if your landlord decides to try to take you to court. Okay. Make sure you bring that paperwork with you. If you do not have time to do this before your hearing, bring your documents with you to the hearing. Make a copy for yourself and keep it. And make sure you present that documentation when you go to court. Because I've traveling around the Delta over the last several weeks, several months actually, I've seen so many cases where people have showed up in court where landlords are trying to evict them. And sometimes community members don't even know that the documentation exists, the moratorium exists, where they could just get out of that situation.
Wow.
You know, and if they had just got that document and signed and give it to the landlord, they wouldn't even be standing there.
Wow. So now this is also helped. So if you guys know anyone that may be facing eviction, or if you're facing that, mm-hmm, this is for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? It's important.
Yeah.
Just last week in, where was it? Matter of fact, two places. In one case in Indianola and one here in Greenville, a young lady had to get evicted because she did not know about this resource. And
oh, wow.
The judge had no choice but to side with the landlord.
Yeah, so one of the things, we're going to give you the number again to call the MCJ COVID hotline. And mm-hmm, that number is 228-702-9983.
Mm-hmm.
Call that number if you've had any issues with COVID evictions. Mm-hmm. Dial that number. But, you know, in some cases, some landlords may attempt to challenge the tenants,
mm-hmm,
when it comes to the moratorium, the declaration.
Mm-hmm.
What should tenants know, and what should they do in that situation?
And you're right. I've seen instances where landlords are in court trying to challenge the tenant's financial hardship, saying that the tenant really don't need no help.
Okay,
well, that's not what the moratorium is focused on. Tenants,
yeah,
should understand that they are not required to provide any additional proof or documentation to their landlord other than the CDC moratorium.
Nice.
All you have to do is print that document.
Okay.
Make sure you meet the requirement, sign it, and give it to the landlord. You don't have to give them no receipt from your job.
Right.
You don't have to give them anything regarding your finances. All they need is the documentation. If the landlord challenges the declaration in court, you might have to provide proof in court. But when you initially want to give it to them, you don't have to do all of that. If the landlord proceeds with an eviction suit despite receiving the signed declaration, the court might require the tenant to bring that information with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But make sure you make a copy for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Please make a copy for yourself. So if the landlord brings the tenant into court and claims the tenant never provided the declaration,
mm-hmm. Okay.
How can a tenant prove that otherwise?
This is what you need to do. Just like you just said, make two copies of the form. Ask your landlord to sign both copies. If the landlord refuses to sign your copy, you can annotate in the signature block where he was supposed to sign. Just write in there, he refused to sign it. And right. If your landlord refuses to even accept your declaration, you can likewise write in there that the landlord didn't want to take it. Where he was supposed to sign it,
mm-hmm.
Write that he didn't want to take the declaration and
okay.
Put the date and time on it.
Nice.
And if you believe the landlord will take this approach, bring someone with you who can testify that they saw that the landlord didn't want to participate in receiving the documentation.
So you can have some proof. You had a witness that you actually did it.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah. And that's
okay.
Easy. You,
okay.
The person
yeah.
had got to, he don't have to say anything. Just as long as he saw the landlord decided
yeah.
that he didn't want to take the declaration. And that covers you when that landlord tries to bring you into court and ask the judge to evict you.
Wow. So that number again is 228-702-9983. And man, this is just some great things. I'm going to send my landlord. I wonder if she'll take a letter from me.
He ain't got no choice.
She, yeah. She gonna,
he ain't got no choice. You know what? This your letter right here.
Right.
You, DJ Big V.
I'm going to take my letter. Look
sign here. Your name right there.
You can't kick me out.
And you qualify as a tenant as long as you meet the income guidelines, as long as your income does not exceed the limits.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Absolutely.
Okay. Wow, that is awesome. So any other information about this COVID evictions you guys would like to give the listeners? And all, hey, guys, you can also call in 662-344-0979 if you want to get some right now information.
Yeah.
Sometimes people would like to call,
mm-hmm.
you know, after the fact,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not actually because they don't want to talk about it on the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think one of the other things that tenants should pay attention to, the moratorium says you should have tried to get some assistance
okay.
before. Don't mistake that to mean that you need to try to take out a loan with a private institution or bank or something. That's not the case.
Okay.
You don't have to do that.
Okay.
When they say assistance, they mean going to receive state assistance or
okay.
federal assistance, some type of free assistance that someone, that an organization, a state or federal organization can help you. This does not mean that you have to go and put yourself in a worse situation by taking out a loan.
Don't take your teeth
right.
out and go to the pawn shop.
No,
right. I'm just joking. Let me quit.
Don't
that's
do
not,
things.
No, just kidding.
And if you're seeking assistance, you should research your options in whatever way you believe will yield results. You can
gotcha.
Search the internet,
okay.
call local legal aid offices like the Mississippi Center for Justice,
mm-hmm.
contact your city and state government to find available resources because they're out there.
Gotcha.
And another good starting point is to visit the state official COVID-19 resources website at www.coronavirus.ms.gov. That's www.coronavirus.ms.gov or call 1-877-978-6453 and you can get some answers that way.
Nice. So what we'll do is we'll have some great wrap-up information and you guys keep it locked to the number one station for that hip-hop and R&B. And of course today, as usual on Tuesdays, the Mississippi Worker Center for Justice will be here giving great information. All right, you guys keep it locked to the beat. I mean, this is one of the best segments I've had to be a part of thus far. You know, so like now my question is, since we're talking about tenants and evictions and things uh-huh. of that nature, what about for some of us that may have the
oral? Orally.
The oral rental agreements.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there are some situations.
You know, you said I could live here.
right. But seriously, that happens, though.
Come on in here, girl. I'm going to give you 90 days. Let me stop.
Yeah,
in all seriousness,
where people, tenants have.
A verbal agreement. They got a verbal agreement.
They don't have a written.
They don't have
lease.
Anything written down. They don't have a lease.
Right.
And
it's between a landlord and a tenant. So.
And if they come in and say, "Get out."
Yeah. Right. So those tenants who are living under an oral rental agreement are also likely to be covered under the CDC guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
It does not differentiate between written or oral leases. So oral leases are valid and enforceable for up to 1 year in most states.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, this
okay.
means that people living in a rental who are not formally part of a lease, oral or written,
okay.
and even those whom the landlord does not know about, usually described as an unauthorized person or somebody, you know, that's not on your lease.
Gotcha.
They can also claim protection under this order.
Okay.
Wow. That's amazing, because I'm quite sure, especially in the Mississippi Delta.
Yeah,
there might be quite a few of, you know, verbal agreements of stuff with no documentation or anything of that nature.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So absolutely. Yeah. So one of the other things is, can a landlord file an eviction suit for non-payment of rent in court?
Yes, and that's what I think people need to understand, that anyone can file a lawsuit, and the CDC's moratorium order does not prevent landlords from starting eviction proceedings. It only prohibits landlords from actually physically evicting tenants while the order is in effect.
Mm-hmm.
In some states, for instance, eviction lawsuits will proceed to court regardless of whether a tenant has given the landlord a declaration. And the tenant will have to answer and defend by claiming protected status under the CDC moratorium.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why it is so important to keep a copy of your declaration and any other documentation that you could use to support your case in court. Because landlords can challenge the validity of a declaration. For example, the landlord might argue that the tenant's income is too high or that the tenant didn't make his best efforts to obtain rental assistance from the state or federal government. And the judge will decide whether to allow the eviction to proceed or not. And if you have your supporting documentation with you, the declaration, your rental agreement, if you have that stuff with you when you appear in court, your odds of success will increase.
So have you seen or heard any circumstances where the tenant or landlord may have violated the CDC order?
And you know what? That's a great question. That's a really good question. But let's first address tenants who may violate the order. When a tenant signs the CDC eviction ban declaration, they do so under penalty of perjury. If they've lied about their eligibility for protection under the CDC eviction moratorium or otherwise misused the ban's protection, they could face fines or jail. And these tenants could be subject to criminal penalties under the federal perjury statute. Landlords, on the other hand, who violate the order might also be subject to fines and jail time. The CDC's order states that landlords, owners of residential properties, or other people who with a legal right to pursue an eviction, these landlords, they cannot evict any covered person from any residential property who have signed a moratorium. And the determination as to whether a landlord has violated the order is left up to the court. And
wow.
Landlords who violate the order could be subject to a fine of up to $100,000, in some cases $250,000, or jail.
Wow.
Or both.
Yep, or both. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. So really, all in all, people that have had rent trouble or having rent trouble or, you know, paying their rent and things of nature, they have options. Some people may think they're back as well. They don't have no options, and all they just have no hope at all. So basically, this information is giving them opportunities where they can keep their residence without just being thrown out on
power.
The street. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and a lot of people especially throughout the Delta, don't they? I'm telling
they
you,
don't
people,
have no
some
information,
people are struggling,
man.
And they don't have access to information. You have locations where there's no internet access.
True.
Or people living out in these rural communities that don't know that there's an option out there for them.
Wow.
And that's what we're trying to give them now.
Right.
And one of the other things is being under the declaration, it does not say stop paying your rent and you won't owe rent.
Yeah.
At the end of this ban. The ban ends on March the 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been paying rent, a small portion of your rent,
mm-hmm.
or no rent at all, do you have just to understand.
Do you have to handle the balance? You still owe it.
Listen,
you just can't be evicted right now, but you still owe the money.
Listen
still
to what she's saying. I'm telling you, this is very
important. See, I didn't know that. See, now you guys cleared up something. I thought like, I got about 60 days. Don't bother me about no rent, man.
No, you still owe the rent.
You still owe it, but you got an opportunity. You just don't have to pay it.
Yeah, kind of like a grace period.
Yep. A little grace period, but you still owe it.
You still owe it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You still will owe it.
Just keep paying y'all rent if
you do.
Just keep paying y'all rent if you can. And
if you can.
Can't pay the full rent, pay as much as you can.
Because mm-hmm. the moratorium, it requires tenants to state in the declaration that they are using their best efforts to make timely partial payments on the rent. This means that if your individual financial circumstances change and make it possible to pay any rent, you can't stop paying the rent. But if you can't, the moratorium covers you. If you can't pay your rent, then you got some cover.
You got some coverage, right.
Because one thing tenants need to understand, and what Yamika mentioned earlier, is that the moratorium ends on March 31st, 2021. And what that also means is all of that rent that you have not been paying several months,
you got to have that money.
It's coming. And that's what did they call it? The rental cliff or something?
The rental cliff.
Cliff. Okay. Some people are going to get pushed off of it.
All right. So, Well, now that I'm appreciating you guys mentioning that, because now it's clear for me. So I was thinking it was more than just a grace period, so to speak. I was really thinking that, well, during that particular time, they don't have to worry about it. No, they still got to pay the money.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. They just don't have to have the money right this second.
Right then,
they don't have access.
Yeah, but one caveat to that is that, especially for community members to know, you may have to pay that rent that you haven't been paying. It's a likelihood that you will. However, if your landlord has been receiving federal or state funds to cover your rent,
the government has been giving them more money
because
subsidies
that have been put into effect to help landlords throughout this time. Since last year, some landlords have been collecting money to help cover their tenants' rent that hasn't been paid. If your landlord falls into that category, then you may not have to pay that rent.
Okay.
Because that landlord will be double dipping. But most times you'll have to repay that rent back. But if you know your landlord has been getting money from the government to cover you, don't let them get away with that.
Gotcha. All right.
And it's also important for tenants to know that they cannot, like if they break their lease, there are other ways other than non-payment that a landlord can evict them. So breaking their lease, there are some reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So some of the reasons are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The CD. Go ahead.
They're engaging in criminal activity while on premises, threatening the health and safety of other residents, or damaging or imposing an immediate or significant risk of damage to the property.
Okay,
you can be evicted for those reasons.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
You can still be evicted for those, but not for the non-payment of rent.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yep. So this only covers non-payment of rent. Not the other stuff. Not you out there clowning and not you out there turning your apartment to the trap house.
If you out there barbecuing on the balcony, then I'm sorry. It ain't going to work out for you.
What if I'm selling plates on the balcony? I'm just kidding. I got to cut my plate selling business. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I got you.
But we do want to let you know again that you can also call the Mississippi Center for Justice, the COVID eviction hotline at 228-702-9983.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have access to the declaration, they can possibly get that information to you.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can go on the CDC website, cdc.gov.
Okay.
And search COVID, and the declaration should be there. You print that information out, fill it out, make your copy, give your copy to your landlord, keep a copy for yourself.
Yep.
Awesome. Community conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice. Several locations to serve you. Now, they really do a great service. So any other information before we wrap up the conversation for this particular broadcast?
No, we appreciate the opportunity to provide this information to community members. And if you should have any consumer protection questions, you can look us up at www.mscenterforjustice.org or call us at 844-297-4625. That's 844-297-4625. And thank you again for listening in to the episode, this episode of Community Conversations with the Mississippi Center for Justice. Please join us next Tuesday at 4:30 again. And you can follow me at Ty Pinkins on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. That's T-Y-P-I-N-K-I-N-S at Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. How can they contact you, Yumika?
They can contact me at 844-397-4625.
There we go.
Shameless plugs. Shameless plugs. No, I'm just kidding. You guys keep it locked. No one stays for him.